Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
This is Diane Thomas, your host, and let's just start with taking a couple seconds here and just drawing our attention to rest, to just letting God reveal himself to us. Lord, we want what you want for us for this time. Draw our attention to those things that you want to speak to us about. We are here for you as well as for one another, Lord. Lord, you know what each one of us needs, whether it's needing to hear from you, needing a touch from you, needing direction or guidance or encouragement. And Lord, I just ask that you provide that right now. There's so much going on in this world, Lord, that stirs up our soul. We find ourselves reacting out of our soul. Lord, we ask that you do a quick work in our soul, Lord. Bring healing and unity so that we would be able to recognize and receive your truth. Not just facts, not just reality, but meaning and purpose and your perspective, Lord. Lord, those things that come from other sources, we are grateful for those things that you have put in our lives, whether it's community or family or government or our own ability to accomplish our accomplished purposes and projects. But more than anything, Lord, we're grateful that you are revealing yourself in this day and time in a new and a fresh way, sovereignly, even as you choose, Lord. Give us eyes to see this new thing that you're doing, Lord, that we can give up our own motivation and even our own understanding, Lord, and let you lead and guide and direct in the way you choose. Moment by moment, Lord. Again, Lord, do a quick work in our vision and our hearing, that we would see you and your purpose for us and how you're working that into us, and also, Lord, that we would be able to hear you clearly. You're using terms and expressions that we are not familiar with, Lord, so don't let us miss you. Don't let us attribute that which we hear from you to something else. Give us an open heart, Lord, that's been healed and readied by you. Lord, we don't want to be slave to our soul, to our thoughts, our desires, what we want, or our emotions, Lord. We value our soul. We thank you for the soul you gave us. But our soul is of benefit to us, not our director. Lord, you are our director. You are our counselor. You are our guide and our God. So, Lord, do what you need to do. We give you permission, once again, to do whatever is necessary to bring us into complete union, spirit, soul, and body. We want to be able to receive more, see more. We just want more of you, Lord. And again, those that have a specific need, I just ask that you touch them right now. Whether it's for a physical issue, Lord, I just ask right now that you would pour out your spirit. Touch, Lord, that need right now. And Lord, those that need direction, those that feel stuck, Lord, for those that are dealing with an attack from one of their enemies, Lord, I just ask that you break that if it's not something that they can deal with. But for those things that are not lawful, I just cast those off right now. Any interference from being able to hear God in rest and comfort and unity, that it would be a clear direction, a clear word, a clear voice. Those things that don't have permission to be in your life, I cast them off right now. I send them away. I send them where Jesus sends them to go. And they cannot come back. Lord, teach us how to recognize those interferences and how to keep them away. And we thank you ahead of time, Lord, that you have the purposes and the plans in our lives to teach us what we will today, to teach us today what we will need to know tomorrow. That you alone, we will not be able to figure out what you're doing so that we can be ready. That's not the way you do things. You want us dependent on you. And learning whatever it is you're teaching us, we don't need to know why you're teaching us, why you're changing us, why you've put us in these circumstances. We just are learning to trust you, that whether there's a reason or not, you are in control. You are in charge of our future, our present, and our past. So, Lord, thank you ahead of time for what you're doing, and we know we can rely on you. We are excited and encouraged with what you're doing in this time, in this season. Lord, bring a fullness and a joy and a comfort and a rest to all those that are restless and stressed out, that they may be able to hear you clearly. We thank you ahead of time, Lord. We thank you now. We are grateful for you revealing yourself to us. And thank you for what you're going to do in this program tonight. Amen. So let's stop and talk about our enemies just again. We do have a tendency to focus on the obstructions, but there's a season for that. There's so much God makes use of what's important to us. Let's look at finances. So many struggle still with finances. So God will use that to communicate with you. It's not that the money or anything, your needs, are being met. He can meet your needs however way he chooses. So it's, he's already met them. But we use money. So that's why it's important to him. What's important to us is what's important to him. It's not that, okay, money's important to him, so it's important to us. It's the other way around. Or any other aspect of your life. It's not that, okay, you have to get this in order, this in line in your life in order to please him. No. It's what's important in your life he will use to draw you to him, to bring you healing, to get your attention. So don't be distracted by what's going on in your life. Isn't that a weird concept, though? It's like when you point at a toy on the ground for your dog, and the dog looks at the end of your finger. It's like, no, what is he pointing at? What is God drawing your attention to? And talk to him about it. Say, Lord, I don't get it. I don't understand. But it's your responsibility. And remember, there's a simplicity and a timelessness to what God is doing in our lives. We always think, okay, if he's drawing our attention to something, he's going to fix it right now. Well, very often, he's been working on it for days and weeks and months and even years. And he's just bringing our attention to something at the very end so we can experience something that he's been working on. But he did it in quiet, in secret, so we wouldn't interfere with it. Now we get to enjoy crossing the finish line with him. So the obstacles, your enemies, the world system, like peer pressure and time, and dealing with how your community works, the constraints of the law or lawlessness, and our enemy, the devil, whether he has a right to interfere in your life due to wounds or believing lies or not, he's still going to bug you. Just because you've overcome him in Jesus Christ doesn't mean he's going to stop bugging you. That's all he's got. He's got nothing else to do but bug you. And don't take it personally if you have to deal with him on a regular basis. Think again, he's like if you go out and you're working in your garden. When you come in, you don't say, okay, I don't have to wash my hands because I washed them last week. No, you've got dirt on your hands. You wash your hands. So if you have to deal with the enemy on a regular basis, don't read anything into it. Don't take it personal. Just do it. Learn to do it. And you'll get really, really good at it. But that's all it is. It's nothing, it's not really a reflection about you. It's the enemy, your enemies are in the world. And they're there for you to overcome. So they're not an obstacle. These enemies are not an obstacle. Are keeping you from knowing God. They are an obstacle for you to overcome, to learn to walk as a spirit being. Because you know God. So the more you know God, the more clear the obstacles will be. And there are times when we will make mistakes in learning to overcome those obstacles. Big deal. Feel free to make mistakes. That's part of what we're here, is to get over the fear of making a mistake. Don't take it personal. This is a learning opportunity. How we respond, how we value God's presence is far more important to our relationship with God rather than how well our behavior lines up to the truth of who we are. Now, the more clear you can hear him and test what you hear, you know, Lord, is that you? And again, this is not a big thing. It's not that hard because it's God's responsibility to let you know if it's not his voice. It's not a special skill or anointing. God is a big God. And if you ask him, Lord, is this from you? Is this you? I'm hearing this. Is this the direction you want me to go in? It's his job to say yes or no or maybe. Or let's talk about it. And you are far more important to him than having the right thing be done. He doesn't need you to accomplish anything. He can take care of it all by himself. And he is. What's going on right now in whatever your situation is, it may be hard to understand, but it is what God wants. Part of our big conundrum is we don't understand our enemies. We don't understand how a good God could allow bad things to happen. The potter. There's the right hand and the left hand of God. He uses both. He uses both to make the vessel that will receive him. So don't be surprised that rain falls in your life, that bad things happen. If nothing bad ever happens in your life, it is not a sign that you are close to God. It may be a sign of the opposite, that you are so cut off from him that he does not intervene in your life in this time. And this is part of it, is we don't know what happened before, and we don't know what's coming after. But we can look at today and Lord, I don't want to miss any opportunity that you've placed in my life today. Let me make the most of it. And this is where we take responsibility. For accepting what God gives us. We've talked before about what is our job, what is our duty to give him our time and our attention. And that's it. That your life is school. When you show up for class, take notes. What's going on? Be aware of what's going on in your life. Listen to your instructions. Take the tests. Do your homework. Try things. Make mistakes. Have fun. And then, okay, what's the next thing? What's the next homework assignment? This is a day-to-day, moment-by-moment process. But this is it. This is all we do. And whether what that looks like in your life is totally different than somebody else's, that's not an issue. Because the sum total of our relationship with God is moment by moment. Beyond that, beyond our giving him our attention and our time, God himself takes responsibility for every aspect of our progress. He provides the teaching, the encouragement, the strength, and the understanding that we need to enter into his rest. As we embrace that relationship, that challenge, you're not going to enter into his rest because you have accomplished something, but because you have accepted his way of doing things, which is a moment-by-moment It's not going from one level to the next. Finishing one project and, you know, being productive and then moving on to the next thing and getting more jewels in your crown. It's a breath. When you take one breath, you breathe in and you breathe out. Then what? You breathe in, you breathe out. Then what? You breathe in and you breathe out. That's knowing God. Every moment, there's an increasing awareness of who God is and who you are in your breath. That's where the kingdom is. It's not out there. It's in you. And God is responsible for making his presence known. We know that God is everywhere. And God makes himself known in different ways. So how do we recognize God? What is God's presence? But just like we breathe, it's only when we stop and think about, or when we have trouble breathing, that we pay breathing any attention. But God is a real person, and he wants us to be confident of his presentness. Just as we can control our breathing, and we can stop and think about our breathing, and we can interact with our breathing, and we understand we need to breathe. Breathing is a good thing. The vast majority of our time, we are not aware of our breathing. Our body just takes care of it. And God wants us to be confident in his presence in the same way, that there will be times when he draws our attention to his presentness. And he wants to be able to do that at any time. And that's really the challenge. If he knocked on your door, if he wanted to get your attention when you were driving to work, would he be able to do that? While you were in the movie theater, while you're taking care of your children, while you're watching TV, would you be able to recognize him knocking on your door? I want to talk to you. And then would you be able to drop what you're doing and go spend time with him? Now, sometimes that's not possible, and then we learn how to protect that presence and just hold it. And then as soon as we have an opportunity, invite him, invite that presence to well back up. We don't send it away. It's like we put his presence in our pocket, and we just hold it there until the first opportunity to revisit it. But we protect it. We pull back emotionally from what we're doing, and we have half our mind, half our emotions, half our thoughts about paying attention to how we're going to get back to him. But God is the one who is making himself known to us. You can't make him do it, but he's already doing it. God exists on many levels, and all those levels he has created. And whatever range you want to think of, God created that. And he is in control of that, and he is present in any way, shape, or form. But you and I, as his sons, you and I have the privilege of knowing him in an intimate way, in intimate understanding and experience that is not available to unbelievers or even other elements of his creation. You know, all of creation knows God. It's just us human beings that are dead in our spirit. You know, when you get right down to atheists, everybody believes in God. Otherwise, they wouldn't be so mad. But we won't get into that. It's a whole other discussion. But we have an opportunity to know God in a special way that is not available to those who are still dead in their spirit. So remember, if you know Christ, if you've been born again, you are a spirit being, and your spirit is already one with God. So you are already receiving all truth and the answers to every question you have. But part of the process of getting to know him is learning to appreciate that privilege. And then respecting and honoring his knocking by responding when he calls us to be with him. When he says, come away, my beloved. We say yes. And we respond. And as we do that, he changes us. Again, it's his call. We respond. You don't have to make him want to reveal himself to you. He already wants that. He already yearns for your being to be one spirit, soul, and body. And what's his nature? His nature is love. And how does he show love? He gives. So what does he desire? A vessel to receive. So his goal for you is that you would be one, spirit, soul, and body, so that the everlasting life, the eternal life that is already flowing into your spirit, unhindered, would flow into and through your spirit, into and through your soul, into and through your body, unhindered. That you would be able to receive from him everything he wants to give, unconditionally, with no interference, and that would flow through you without any interference. What that looks like is totally up to him. You may not even be aware of him flowing through you because you are experiencing that life first. You are the first partaker of God's presence. What he has for you is personal. So let him reveal himself to you personally. So we will be picking this same topic up next week. Feel free to drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org or visit the website, or you can even contact me through Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.